What's up, you guys? It is Sean Ross Sapp. It is the Backstage Report podcast. I'll say what I say at the beginning of most of these shows, and it makes me so happy that I have to. For those of you that are new, this is a 15 to 20 minute exclusive news show talking about the news that we broke at Fightful over the past week here on Fightful Select, and we'll provide some clarity on some other stories, some confirmations, stuff like that. How about we start with the big news? Kevin Owens' contract is up soon. Soonish. Not like super soon. It's January 31st, 2022. Fightful Select had reported on Tuesday that Kevin Owens' deal was actually up in January. Now, this was of note because Kevin Owens did an interview in May of 2018 with TVA Sports, where he'd stated that he'd signed a new five-year contract that would carry him into 2023. However, that deal was restructured in late 2019, from what I understand, or maybe sometime in 2019. I should verify that before saying late 2019. And now his deal is up January 31st, 2022. Now, Wrestling Observer, I got to credit them. They reported the January 31st date. I was able to confirm that. We were not told of any additional terms of the deal, specifically why it was shortened, but we will work to find out if any other deals were adjusted. Now, WWE has had contract issues of late with Pete Dunne and Adam Cole, but we're told by WWE officials and reps that they were very aware of when Kevin Owens' deal would be up. This was not a situation where it was something that they overlooked. Now, they renegotiated several contracts in 2019, adjusting them for higher guarantees. But many wrestlers did alter their deals. Now, I want to be specific here. It was reported in the Observer that I said that this was happening at the beginning of the pandemic. I did not say that. I said that it was ahead of the pandemic, meaning before. I just didn't have a pinpointed date. Never implied that the pandemic had any relation to these deals being changed or adjusted or anything like that. Back to the contracts. Most of the confusion and the issues fell within the NXT side of things. Malakai Black was brought up in his 30-day. Non-compete wasn't switched to a 90-day. That caused a review of many of the deals to make sure that nothing caught them by surprise. Unfortunately for them, Adam Cole and Pete Dunne's deals expiring in July did catch most of those parties involved by surprise. We're told there was a significant heat in relation to people falling asleep at the wheel with the details and planning of NXT contracts. And we've been told this is not much of an issue with the main roster, as several wrestlers had spoken directly with Vince McMahon about their deals when they did them. And again, we do know that WWE is aware of Owens' deal, as a WWE employee had informed Fightful of it earlier this summer, maybe even late in the spring. It just took us a while to get a confirmation on it. Specifically, we were told that the deal was coming up sooner than reported. Actually, a WWE source looked at our contract form that we have on Fightful.com. If you go to resources on Fightful.com, there's a contract expiration form. And we add to that whenever a wrestler or whenever a reliable source reports when a deal is coming up or they reveal the details of a deal, and we link to that source. That way you can see where it came from, and it's not just speculation or conjecture. There's somebody who kind of has to own up to that. We were told by a WWE employee earlier this year, that's not true. That's not accurate. And it was accurate at one point, but it was changed. Now, this led to a ton of people asking, well, what's up with Sami Zayn? What's up with Sami Zayn? So let me clarify that situation because there was a lot of confusion. Our contract expiration form listed fall 2021 at least as his contract expiration. Now, this was not us reporting it. As I mentioned, whenever we put something in there, we linked to the original source. The original source was, again, from TVA Sports, and it was an interview in April 2019. It was in French, but we are a Canadian-based company, so we had plenty of people that could translate that for us. Now, in that story, it said Zayn had signed a three-year contract shortly before leaving for his operations, meaning his injury. So with sick time so often added to the length of the contract, he still has about 2.5 years left on his current deal. Now, that would have put him up in the fall of 2021. WWE sources, when we reached out, they just said it's not up in the fall. It does seem like it's up sooner than later. I haven't pinpointed a date on it specifically. I know Wrestling Observer had reported later this year. I don't have a confirmation on that as of yet. We'll work to find out more, but yeah, needless to say, there's a lot going on right now. A lot going on. Speaking of a lot going on, WWE Raw tonight. I reported this morning that Big E was scheduled for the show and was scheduled to be all over the show in several segments. And then he tweeted and said, "Let's let that cat out of the bag. I intend on cashing in my Money in the Bank contract tonight and cashing in to become WWE champion." That may have single-handedly popped a rating, him tweeting that. So that's a big piece of news. As of the script that was issued last week, which, you know, is subject to change all the way up until the show, Samoa Joe was planned for the show. This was going to be used to promote the new NXT, but oh boy, have things changed since then. Samoa Joe posted a video on Sunday night announcing that he was relinquishing the NXT championship due to injury and said that he would be out for a brief yet indeterminate amount of time, although yeah, I don't know how those two can coincide. We are not sure if he is still set for that show. He was supposed to be on NXT this week. That changed. We're told that lineup changes are already happening for announced matches for NXT as well. Several of these changes that were supposed to happen on Raw and SmackDown, or Raw and NXT rather, were not within the control of the company. They did move Orton versus Bobby Lashley from Extreme Rules to WWE Raw. We revealed earlier that Big E was being brought to the show. Samoa Joe was planned for the show. There's a lot of reshuffling for both shows, although it happened a lot sooner than it usually does. We've heard of Vince McMahon getting there late and then deciding he didn't like the show and changing it all. That absolutely has happened. Changes didn't just happen on Raw and NXT. Big changes on SmackDown. Now, there were a lot of happy people after Madison Square Garden SmackDown. Those that we spoke to immediately after the event thought it was a home run. There were some cut segments, but WWE sources in contact with Fightful seemed optimistic following the show, which is a stark contrast to some of the demeanors we usually experience in following up on the company's televised events. One source near WWE Creative said that they fully believe the company is capable of putting on these shows regularly. It's just a matter of getting through to those of influence that this is the type of event that the audience wants to see regularly. Vince McMahon was at the show, so was Stephanie McMahon. We're told that the gorilla position was very busy during and ahead of that show, and there was a screening of the company's 9/11 documentary, which is very, very good. However, there were some things cut, and I thought very, very tone deaf. Liv Morgan and Toni Storm were set to take on Carmella and Zelina on the show. Zelina lost her father at 9/11, and we have not been told if the company plans on running the match back anytime soon. That was cut during the actual show. Zelina had gear made for it. There was a planned segment between Kevin Owens and Happy Corbin that was cut from the program that afternoon. Now, I hear the people that are saying, "Oh, what would you have cut? What would you have possibly cut from that show?" I don't know. There were 8 minutes at the start of WWE SmackDown from the beginning until Roman Reigns said his first words. Shout out to William RBR for that stat, which I went back and checked. The tag team title match that went to a non-finish, a DQ finish, was like a 15-minute segment before the Demon came out. Cut a couple minutes from that. Rollins and Edge, 33 minutes from entrances to the stretcher thing. You know, take a couple minutes from that. Two? You can sacrifice two? It is not hard to find time on that show. For everybody that's saying, well, she's a heel. It's fucking 9/11. There are some things that are bigger than face and heel. There are some things where you go, you know what? I know that she is a televised heel character, but you know what? Maybe in this instance, this is bigger than babyface and heel. And that definitely is. Zelina should have been on that show, whether it be in a spoken word segment or a match or something. And if they couldn't do it then, they should have figured out a way to make it work. Very disappointed in that. Despite a great show from WWE, it could have happened. There's no way you can tell me that it couldn't have happened. So the new NXT starts tomorrow. There's still a lot of questions about the direction from talent. Numerous talent asked higher-ups in NXT last week and were given non-answers about what the new direction entailed. One of the few details provided in recent weeks was that NXT was hoping to have more characters, although that appeared to be in a broad sense. We've heard good things from talent and staff about how the CWC has been looking over the past week. We've spoken to multiple sources who said that the changes physically look to be an improvement and look like they're a scaled-down version of main roster TV sets to some degree. Talent are also in the dark about who will be running the show with Triple H sidelined due to health reasons. The talent was not aware of that situation until it was made public, which was also the case for the Samoa Joe title relinquishing. We've had several readers of late ask us if we could post confirmation on news items we'd heard of on Fightful Select, if possible. So we're going to start doing that. I mean, I appreciate that you guys even want us to confirm other people's stuff, but there was a report from Andrew Zarian of Mat Men Radio, good friend of Fightful, who noted WWE is planning on having King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring finals at their next Saudi Arabia show in October. We can confirm that was still the plan as of last week. And WWE sources indicated that they don't feel as if promoting women's matches in Saudi Arabia will be a hurdle now that they've broken the barrier, so to speak, and done that. Some WWE news, Damian Priest told Fightful that Triple H approached him backstage at an NXT show and told him he was moving up to the main roster, but wasn't sure what show he'd be on. Priest initially wasn't sure how to feel and said it felt a little awkward because he loved NXT and working with Triple H, and even asked Triple H if he was happy about it. Priest told us that NXT was an instrumental part of his career and goes back to NXT tapings often so he can continue learning from them from a business perspective. And he's hopeful to get into that end of wrestling after his career and has had conversations with Triple H about it. He said that he's had several interactions with Vince McMahon and Vince knows what he wants out of WWE talent and will give specific, concise feedback about it. And yes, he does have a bow and arrow. Notes from ROH, world famous CB. He used to be known as Cheeseburger, so if you've seen him, known him, and loved him as that, he's going for a more serious angle of his character now. He's known as world famous CB. He's working in the pure style matches. He's very happy about the opportunities and the attention that Cheeseburger got him, but wanted to reinvent himself, didn't want to coast on that. And he said that he and his bosses both kind of saw the opportunity to do the pure style as a chance for a reinvention for him. He said that he is on a per-appearance deal with Ring of Honor. There are two tiers in ROH deals. There's a salaried exclusive that prohibits indie bookings, which ROH is getting less strict about, but said that he is on a paid per-appearance that allows for him to take independent bookings. He also told us a funny story about All In 2018. Now, everybody knows that that main event was cut for time, because Marty Scurll and Okada went long, but it went even shorter because Rey Mysterio forgot his mask and almost walked out without it. He had to race back across the arena on a show that was already short on time and grab his mask and throw it on. Wild. We have some AEW notes. AEW All Out was memorable for many reasons, one of which being the Lucha Brothers star entrance ahead of their tag title win. I was told that Alex Abrahantes was the person behind the vision for several aspects of the entrance, and multiple members of the roster applauded him for it. I can tell you one thing. He definitely had to have had a vision for that outfit. He pulled it off, but he had to have that vision. The 10-man tag team match on the buy-in was originally slated to be on the All Out pay-per-view. We're told that when Andrade versus Pac was moved, AEW saw the opportunity to move the women's Casino Battle Royale onto the show, and this 10-man tag was moved to the buy-in. Also, we're told that Bryan Danielson actually cracked one of the Young Bucks pretty hard at the end of the show, but there was no heat, and Danielson was apologetic about it after the show. Not a ton of injury updates and contract updates. Samoa Joe obviously had to relinquish his NXT title. He is not cleared Very unfortunate. The Butcher returned last week to AEW TV. That's very fortunate. That's good news. And more good news. Last week at the AEW Dark tapings in Cincinnati, AEW offered Lee Moriarty a contract. We're not sure what kind of contract. They didn't specify tiered, full-time, whatever that may be. I can't imagine usually that they would, or it doesn't seem usually like they offer tiered deals publicly like that, but I guess we'll see how it goes. But Lee Moriarty did agree to it. Thank you guys so much. I talked about this at the end of the Q&A show last week, but we made it public last week that I have agreed to an 8-year extension that replaces my current Fightful contract, and this was a no-brainer to me. Over the past year, I don't know how much of this I've really put out there, but I had a lot of opportunities and very, very nice offers to do stuff elsewhere, and I thought very highly of those people that made those offers and that were trying to give me different opportunities. But man, I just love what Fightful is. I love the freedom with Fightful. I love the people that I work with and that have helped me become what I am as it pertains to Fightful. And I like talking with you guys and working with you guys and hearing what you guys want to know. Like there are some places I'd go that wouldn't want me to solicit questions for interviews and wouldn't want me to say, hey, what do you guys want me to find out for you? There's a lot of places that would want more control over that. Not saying that any of the places that made me offers would do that, but the people that I spoke to or at least heard out are very, very good people, and I'm very appreciative of that. But man, I can't imagine not doing what I'm doing now. And I wake up every day looking forward to doing it. I wake up every day looking forward to talking to you guys and seeing what it is that you guys want to know about and want me to help find out, because ultimately, I'm here to learn more about wrestling, and I get to learn about it from some of the best people at it in the world, and then I get to relay that to you guys. And man, I think that's so cool. And not only that, we're creating a bunch of jobs. We're giving people some opportunities to even get their start, maybe be more secure within wrestling. I'm very proud of what we've done, and I'm so thankful that you guys invest in us and are willing to plop down $5 a month for wrestling news. I know there are a lot more important things that you could be spending money on. So the fact that you guys send us super chats on the live shows, the fact that you guys tweet our sponsors, whether you use them or not, and say that you like our reads and you heard about them from us, the fact that you subscribe to this service right here means an awful lot. I'll be very transparent and have been in the past. I did not like the idea of a paywall. I didn't like it at all. I wanted us to be the free wrestling website and do everything there. Unfortunately, with the way that things unfolded for us, it's just not realistic. Like, we are self-sufficient now because of this paywall and because you guys are willing to invest in us. Ad rates are not what they used to be. Ad blockers are everywhere. So we can't just rely on ad rates from Fightful.com. We can't make that we can't be self-sufficient and do that. So this was pitched to me, and you guys, some of you, it took you a little bit longer than others, but we're just happy to have you here. If you've ever subscribed, if you've ever tried us, we're very thankful for you, and I hope that you continue to look at us as what we are. We're a bunch of people who really enjoy our jobs. Even Alex, even though Alex has a gimmick show about how much he hates Raw and SmackDown, he loves doing that. He loves reviewing the shows, and we like to have fun doing it. Like, we're trying not to take ourselves too seriously. Of course, the information that we report, we take very seriously. But the job itself, reviewing the shows and getting to do what we do, we never want to take ourselves so seriously that it doesn't become fun. And that was one of the things that was so important to me. And I'm just so glad to be here. I'm so happy right now. I'm so happy that I get to stay with Fightful for the foreseeable future. And until 2030 is the term of the deal. It goes until 2030. So, yeah, I just want to thank you guys so much, and I'll continue to thank you. I'll never lose sight of how lucky I am to get to do what I do, and I appreciate all of you. Until next time, we're out.